Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing Suzanne Bandick. Today, we are going to talk about something that 32.5% of you may not care about or be interesting, but not going to be life-changing. But the rest of you are going to go, holy crap, they made this podcast just for me. Suzanne's staring deep into my soul. She knows what's going on. We are going to talk about the portion of you out there that are people pleasers. I think in the real world, I don't think it's that high of a percentage, but one of the things I love about this community, having coached specifically owners of cleaning companies for a decade, overwhelmingly much, you tell me if you say it differently, Suzanne, but just a much higher percentage of this population or community is just loves people, will cut off their own arm to serve the other. They have no clue when the airplane says, put your own mask on first so you can serve. They're like, no, I got to put on everybody's mask. And then, and they die. And hence that's why we want to talk about that today. So I have so many thoughts, but I'll be honest, this was Suzanne's idea. As excited as I am about it, wasn't my idea. So I'm going to let Suzanne talk first and then rudely interrupt her for the next 20 minutes. There, I think we've set a clear foundation of what people could expect, Suzanne. For those of you that are wondering or guessing, I am not a people pleaser. I probably need to be more of a people pleaser. And if we could, I know you've got some things you want to share and I want to hear them, Suzanne, but I'm going to hit you with a curveball if I may. You are one of the nicest, most considerate people I know that I would not classify as a people pleaser. So I would love just from if you don't mind, a personal, I have a feeling you were, and you kind of kept the good parts of that and eliminate, I don't know, you tell me, but you seem like you should be a people pleaser, but you just seem super nice, but not people pleasing. I'm like, how can that be? So give us your own thing and then I'll let you talk about whatever you were going to talk about.
Thank you, Mike. That's a great compliment. And I'm actually going to discuss at the end the ways to stop and take your power back. And guess what? I have 6 things to do and they're exactly the things that I do.
Holy heck. So just so I can, we'll talk about the end. Do you feel like you are a people pleaser? Were a people pleaser or had never been a people? Because I don't think I've ever been. My wife, people pleaser, top to bottom. How about you? Recovering, never were, or still are?
That's a good question. I think that I was more of a people pleaser in my past.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
To the point where, I mean, let's understand that people pleasing, it stems from a desire to be agreeable, helpful, and kind. So I think a lot of us aspire to that. The question is sometimes we go a little too far and it's detrimental to us and it takes our power away and it starts to affect our health. So it's necessary to find a balance. And yeah. I think I've managed to find that balance because that's who I am. I do want to be kind and I do want to care and I am kind and I am caring. However, I've learned a balance. I've learned my own boundaries. And that helps me in the end, that helps me serve others.
Yeah, I think it's been, if we only cared about not Suzanne, I still think that, and again, for you guys, and I'm sure Suzanne will get into this, I think people pleasing is like a fire. When like channeled properly, it can be really, really beneficial to not just you, but the whole community. But you can burn your own, you can burn your house right to the ground. So it's not like it's a good or bad thing. It's like a focus and, you know, where do I point it thing. Okay. Thank you for that. And remind me next time you and Sean and I hang out, I'm going to ask Sean and get a fuller, I might do it when it's just he and I might do it. Get the
go
full
for
perspective.
It.
Yeah. I know you're like, I don't give a crap. Talk what you want. All right. There's 6 things. So I better shut up. So we can get all the value.
Okay. Well, I'd first like to start with identifying when you go a little bit beyond in the desire to be kind and the desire to be agreeable. What happens then, it's called like putting others first. It's exactly like you talked about the oxygen mask. If you don't put your own first, if you don't take care of yourself first and you're so concerned about other people, it can lead to 3 things that are very hazardous for us. It's 1, self-sacrifice. That's not a good place to be. Self-neglect. Others, I'll give to others before I'll take care of myself. And what that does is it tends to make us feel like we don't like ourselves. Mm. Okay. So that's the part where we'll say it's hard for us to say no. Our clients call us and they ask for some ridiculous thing, and we're afraid to lose them, and we want to please them, and we want everybody to think that we're nice. And that's really important to us, how other people think of us. So we just go above and beyond. Somebody makes the request and we'll say yes, even though we want to say no. Somebody says something and we don't agree with it, but we don't speak up, or we pretend to agree with it. We're looking for approval and we end up having no free time. So it just the effects of it. It just starts to affect our life.
And I would say our, again, being married to a people pleaser, not being a people pleaser, so I say our loosely, it can, I have to be very careful with my bride, because if I asked infinitely, she would nearly give infinitely, right? So I have to, make sure I'm not taking advantage of my own bride. And I love her. Imagine how clients and employees will take advantage, who hopefully care about you, but they will have an insatiable need that you have a finite amount of to give.
And often people don't realize that. So I discuss this a lot with our clients because we attract all these kind, loving
They're the
people
best.
who want to give so much. And to the point, like you said, it's almost to their detriment. They give so much that they have nothing left to give. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
go ahead.
You go ahead. I want to.
Okay. So we work with that a lot, but the effects of taking this too far, that's what we're talking about right now. Okay. People pleaser, that desire beyond all else to have others think that you're a nice person. The detriment of that is it can lead to anger and frustration with yourself and with others.
That's the worst, when you do all this extra stuff and you think that person will be really thankful and they're not. And then you're angry with them and they're like, well, I didn't even know that you were, this cost you so much.
Yeah, because people don't know because we don't tell them.
Right.
We just go, yeah, I'll just pile this on my plate again. And now I don't have any time for me. Now I'm resentful. You can be angry at the other person, even though you're the one that said yes, and they have no idea that they were asking too much.
Yeah, from their perspective, it's a reasonable ask. And maybe without all
Right.
the context of what else you have going on in your life, it's a reasonable ask, but they don't know that you're the mother of seven, or all the nuance that's going on in your world. So to them, it's a super, and to anyone, it might be a reasonable ask, but they just don't know what you got, the rest of the burden that you're carrying around.
Right. So it's the anger and the frustration at ourselves, and it tends to sometimes come out at others when we don't intend it to, because sometimes things just pile up, and even the wrong person might get our anger and frustration
The worst.
because it's piled up. The next thing that happens is anxiety and stress.
Is that, are we going number two?
Yeah, well, these are before I even get to the tips to stop, but yes.
Because I
So
did,
number,
well, I
go
wanted to
ahead.
define a couple of terms, because you'd
Okay.
mentioned twice, and I think they're very nuanced terms, and I think it'll help to define them. Kind, nice, and agreeable. Because I think sometimes what people hear, and again, my definition isn't the global one, but I think it could be a little more nuanced than just the general, I'm a nice person. What does that mean? So if Suzanne is doing self-harm behavior with drugs, or how she eats, or relationship, or anything that, again, not just my opinion, but obviously, like, Suzanne is hurting herself, it would not be agreeable to bring that up. And it really depends on my, because she's going to be disagreeable. Let's just say drugs, because that's the farthest thing I could picture. The agreeable thing would go, yeah, the amount of cocaine, I'm so not, I don't know what that is. The amount of X drug that you're doing or using is super reasonable. And you don't have a problem, because that's probably her take. So that would, I think, be the most agreeable thing. And maybe the nicest thing, right? If she's like, am I doing too much drugs? I'm going to be hurt. If you say something, it may not be nice to say, Suzanne, this is bad for you. But I think the kindest thing might be to have that conversation. So if we take it back from the extreme conversation I used, we'll use employees, because Suzanne's been talking about clients, and it's, I think we're equally, we struggle with both. An employee says, gosh, Suzanne, my kid's sick again for the 13th time in the last 2 months. agreeable is to say, I'll cover it. I got you. Nice, I would say, is probably the same thing, but I don't know that it's the kindest thing, because Suzanne's in a really weird spot of, she's like, I love my kids and I put them before this job, as well she should. But that doesn't negate my need for someone that can be there. And the kindest thing, maybe even the nicest thing, but not the most agreeable thing, would be to let her go and go, hey, Suzanne, I love you and I love your kids, and I would never, ever ask you to do anything for us that's gonna hurt your kids, ever. But in that same sentence, I can't ask my company to suffer for you. So it doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything. It just means you need a job that has flexible schedule that can accommodate you having last minute call outs as well I would if it was my child. And I need someone that doesn't have a lot of last minute call outs, because they're going to feel awful when I'm asking to choose between doing the right thing for us, which is important, and doing the right thing for your kid, which is penultimate. So that wouldn't be an agreeable conversation. You could argue if it was nice or not, depending on how you did it. Depending on how you do it would probably mean if it was nice or not, but it's probably going to be the kindest thing I can do for her. So just be careful when we see nice, kind, and agreeable as all one thing. When you thin slice it down a little bit, there's a time, like I would say I'm a disagreeable person. I try to be nice, but I always try to be kind, and I'm not perfect, but I think people would say, yeah, I think Mike's a kind guy. Would you say he's a nice guy? Depends on, I don't know, sometimes. Would you say he's agreeable? Almost never. Sometimes almost just seems that you say blue, I say red, which is fine. That's my profile, and there's some strengths and weaknesses to it. But just to say he's not nice or kind or agreeable, I don't think that's accurate. And then you might see other people that are all three of those, and there's some strengths and weaknesses to that as well. That's all.
A lot of people that I work with are concerned about that being nice and being kind and that agreeable. And sometimes we think, let's talk about specifically an employee that's not working out. We think, I need to let them stay because they have all these kids. There's a responsibility. They need to earn that money. And we get all freaked out that if I let them go, it's going to hurt them. What about the mindset that allowing them to leave could be really the best thing you could do for them?
Or it's even encouraging
exactly
them.
What you were saying, right? Like, I don't think you're happy here. I don't think this is the best environment for you. I need to allow you to go and find what you truly love to do.
Mike Campion here. Do you ever listen to the podcast and go, this is great information, I just wish I could actually get it implemented, and I wish I could get some help? Well, we do that. If you would like either myself or my team's help actually coming up with a plan that's specialized to you and your business, because with these podcasts, obviously we have to be very general and we can only go 20 minutes at a time. If you'd like to jump on a call with myself or my team, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll jump on a call. There's no charge. And we'll help you get some absolute clarity around exactly what to do next and how to do it. The reason we don't charge for these calls is the plan that we come up with, people want help implementing that. If that's the case, we're happy to talk about it. And if it's not, that's okay too. We're happy to just help you come up with a plan. So if you want to translate the information you're learning here into an actual plan that can change your life, give us a ring, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Love to either myself or have one of our coaches walk you through and actually personalize the content you get here to where you're at with your business. Talk soon. All right. Last hornet's then I'm going to kick over, and then we'll get right back to yours. But this conversation happened probably 25 years ago. I still remember it very clearly. It's that impactful, and it was such a throwaway nothing conversation, but the theme below it is exactly what we're talking about. I think it'll illustrate it perfectly. I had a good friend of mine when I had a lot less money, and he had more money. He was a little older and a super nice guy. And, you know, I was young and whatever, and guys that had more money were like, oh, that's, you know, important. I was kind of probably more into money than I should have been. But anyway, he had this beautiful cabin that he took my wife and I to, and his family, and we all spent time. It was great. And weeks later, we were driving back from golf or something. And he was like, hey, anytime you want my cabin. And I was like, it'd be great. I would have loved to stay at the cabin. It was a beautiful cabin. My family and I loved it. He's like, my cabin is your cabin, brother. Like, we're never there. Anytime you want, just let me know. Or just, you don't even have to let me know. Just here's the key. Like, go. And I was like, oh, no. Because I'm a people, you know, and I'm not a people pleaser. But in that moment, I thought I was putting on my people pleasing hat, right? Like, that's, I'm going to defer. That would be rude or unagreeable or whatever. And I superficially, I was like, I'm doing the right, kind, nice thing. Boy, oh boy, he got me. He got right to the bottom. He goes, Do you say no because you really don't want to go, or are you saying no because you think it'll make you look bad? Or if he started with a nicer one, like offend me, like I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I didn't want to impose that. Yeah, I didn't want to impose. He goes, well, do you think I was insincere in my offering? Because not like I was like hinting around. We were just talking, and he just, you know, there, he was brought it up, and I'm like, no, I think you were sincere. He goes, well, how do you think I would feel if you and your family stayed at the cabin? He's like, ah, you guys probably feel pretty good. Like, cause you know, they're never there, and you know, they'd like, you know, it's like, you probably feel pretty good. So I thought I was putting on my people pleasing hat to be nice and agreeable, but in reality, I was just being selfish. So all that, and it sounds awful. That's why I like using me, cause I was the awful person. And he really got me. And most people wouldn't have said it. They just let it go, but he's a good enough guy. And he cared enough. I think he cared enough about me to be like,
he did.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, he wasn't. There's zero. Oh, another goddamn Canadian. This is probably where my Canadian aversion started. Being the nice guy and the smart guy, god dang him. And again, I think most friends casually wouldn't have said that, because it would have been nicer and more agreeable for him just to say, okay, and there's nothing to happen. But it was so much more kind for him to give me the truth, even though it wasn't agreeable, certainly didn't feel very nice. But 25 years later, I remember that lesson. So we can do the same thing with our employees, where we know the best thing for them is to have that conversation, but it's hard. So instead of just owning and going, I don't want to do that, it's going to be hard, we kind of hide behind the people pleasing, like, oh, I don't want to impose, or I don't want to be harsh. And it's like, he got me. How do you think I'll feel if you use the cabin? I'm like, god dang it, now I know. So we turn it around, like, how do you think that employee would do if you set them free from this burden? You get down to, well, I just really didn't want to have the conversation because it's hard. All right, sorry, huge left turn, but it was, I thought it helpful.
It's always helpful, Mike. Thank you. Okay, so with the people pleasing and the saying, not wanting to say no, always saying yes, right? We're talking about where that takes us. So one, we said the anger and the frustration at ourselves and at others. The anxiety and stress can cause us to become sick. We internalize physically sick. Okay, the anxiety and the stress, when we internalize that because we're taking on too much in order to please everybody else, causes us to get sick. Mm. Okay, that's been studies done on that. It also depletes our willpower. Further studies have been done that apparently we only have X amount of willpower every single day. Makes sense. That's the ability to focus. And when we use it up, it's gone. So if we're using it up on the wrong things, on the wrong people, and let's say you desire to grow your business and other people keep making demands on your time, mm-hmm. and you keep saying yes, and then you put your business on the back burner. Okay, you're going to feel anger, frustration. You're going to feel anxiety and stress, and your willpower is going to be used on the wrong stuff. And you're like, why do I never get ahead?
Yeah.
Boom.
So good. So right? Many people I hear, I'm overweight. I don't eat the way I should. The first thing that went was my ability to work out. Exactly what you're saying. I said yes to so many people. And it's like, if it's between caring for my physical body, I'm actually like eating, working out, all that makes sense. Not to mention the internal stuff that you're talking about that we can't even see, of just the stress and anxiety of no one's caring for Suzanne, but Suzanne's trying to care for everybody. It's just, it's an unbearable weight.
Exactly. So, and there's one more thing I want to add. It actually weakens our relationships.
How could it not?
It weakens our personal relationships. It weakens our relationships with our clients. It weakens our relationships with our cleaners. Mm-hmm. It, because we're not being authentic. We're not letting them know what we need, what they need. So there's a lot of reasons to say sometimes, you know what, I think I'm taking this too far. This is now depleting me. It's negating me. I'm losing me and my priorities. And that's where, if you can get to the point where you say, because I want to discuss these 6 tips to stop. The thing that you have to do first is make the decision. There's no sense doing anything unless you decide, I want to feel differently. Mm-hmm. I want to feel more empowered. I desire to feel my power and not say yes to everybody else, because I'm going to be healthier and I'm going to feel better and my business is going to thrive. And you know what? My health, I'm going to be able to get to the gym because I have time for that now.
And I think foundationally for the hardcore people pleasers, that really starts with a shift. Before they can make the decision, it starts with a shift in their belief. So if the belief is, I was put on this earth to help people, and I'm going to help as many people as I can. And the best way to help as many people as I can is to say yes to everything with no regard to my own health, which I don't think we believe that extreme, but some version of that, that's where this comes from. I think first and foremost, that would just be like me telling Suzanne to decide to stop being nice. I don't think that's, it would have long-term effects, right? I think she could fake it for a minute, but she's not going to be able to make that change.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Yeah, she's like, oh, they'll make a change, buddy. It's just not gonna be. There's gonna. I can make the change. So, the same thing I think goes, or the concept falls through with the people pleasing. If you believe the nicest, best way to serve the world or your world, or the people you care about, is to say yes to everything, you can make that decision to be different. I don't think it's going to stick. So, I think the first thing we have to do is, again, Suzanne made a great point, and I'm like, I'm gonna convince her to not be nice. She's like, you're out. And if I said, well, when I say not be nice, I mean to your child who's got drug problems, who needs someone to really have a difficult conversation that's not nice. And if they don't do that, they're going to die, or yell at them in a building that needs to be fire and you need to scream bloody murder or whatever you want. Guess how quickly Suzanne can be not nice with that moment because her beliefs have changed. And again, I think she'd be being kind, but yelling or screaming or cursing or whatever I needed to do to get my kid out of the way of traffic, push him, physically throw him, like I will do anything. Not nice, but. So the belief shift is what we need first. So until we can shift from the best way I can help and love the world or the people that care about me to say yes to everything, I think any decision to change will be short term. If we can change that belief to the best way I can give the most love and service to the world is to put my mask on first and make sure not we're not self-aggrandizing, like I need my feet rubbed 24/7, the world needs to, but most of you people pleasers aren't going to get that far. But just to, yeah, if I'm not healthy, I can't love and serve my people. And if I say yes to too many things, I'm going to drop a ball and that's going to hurt somebody. Or I'm going to not have the intimacy with my husband because I'm too, or my kids or anybody. So I think that to make the decision, we got to shift belief from saying yes and being nice to everybody all the time is the best thing to do to help, to having reasonable boundaries is really the cheat code to serving at the level that I want. Until that belief shifts, I don't think the decision can be effectuated.
Right. That, Mike, that was perfect. Let's put it this way, that in the decision to take care of myself, I can help more people.
Right. That has to be the underlying belief. Then I think people
Boom.
please are like, oh, I can make that commitment. No problem. They just have to believe
Right.
it. It's a tough one.
Okay. And that's it. And that's the realization. I'm going to repeat it again. If I take care of myself, I can help more people. And that's the end all, like that's the goal of the whole people pleasing thing, right? I want people to like me. Well, I can do better. They're going to like me. There's so many good things that come from it. So quickly, if you made the decision and you say, I want to become better at taking care of myself so that I can help others the way I'm really capable of, within reason. Six steps. One. Establish boundaries. Okay. Mike, one of the things you say is in the beginning of the teachings, you say, set aside time to answer emails, set aside time to take phone calls, don't be available all the time. Set boundaries. When I used to work at home around my kids, because I worked at home, other moms would think, oh, free game. And I'd say, I am not available between this time and this time. Right? So it's important to establish the boundaries, communicate, be clear, and be specific. And people will appreciate that, and they will find that they just find that just great because they're learning to. They get to appreciate the boundaries. Two, start small. Okay? Start asserting yourself in small ways. Start saying no. If there's something that you could say no or yes to, sometimes just say yes, or sometimes just say no, just for the fun of practicing saying no, right? That's important. So start small, express your opinion, say no, whatever you need to. Three, set your own goals and priorities because otherwise everybody else's comes first. And before
other
you know
people
it,
have goals and priorities for your life, for sure, whether you like it or not.
right? I mean, all of a sudden you're on the path to being a lawyer and you never wanted to be a lawyer. Right? All of a sudden you're on the path to doing something else and you didn't want to go in that direction. Why? Because you didn't identify for yourself, what are my priorities? These are my priorities. My kids are my priorities, or serving children is my priorities, or serving people is my priority. Whatever it is, decide for yourself. Otherwise, you're going to go with the whims of everybody else. Four, you're going to love this. This is so me. Use positive self-talk and affirmations. Okay. It's important to say, you could start with, I am good at setting boundaries, or I am getting better at setting boundaries, or I deserve time for myself. Just repeat those things and they're going to start to change your life. Five, ask to think over a request. Right? You don't have to say yes or no right away. Say, let me check on that and see if I have room in my schedule. Let me think about that.
Let me give you guys a cheat code. I'm blatantly stealing from Alex Hormozi, but giving credit, so I'm not trying to steal. He did a great thing. He's like, when he was writing his book or one of his books, he was really focused on it. So for that time, anytime, because he gets a lot of demands on his time, he just said, oh, I'm not taking any new projects while I'm writing my book. And when he finished, he realized, wait a second, I don't need to be writing a book. I can make up anything. So you could, for the next any time that you want, just say, I've got this thing and I'm not doing anything extra. Perfect example. One of our favorite people, Jessica, didn't come to our last event. She always comes to events. She's an amazing human being and definite people pleaser. And I'm sure in many circumstances, I don't want to tell Mike I'm not coming. He'll be disappointed or he won't like me, which Jessica, if you're listening, I love you. That's not the truth. Doesn't matter if you come or not. But her son was graduating and going off to military school. And she's like, oh, I can't, I'm doing that. And hopefully she felt good about that. And she should have. So that was just, she's got seven kids. There's always gonna be something. So a little supercharger to your, like, start with small things or pick a reason that you can't take, or thinking about it. You could also say, for the next week or two, I'm not taking any new projects, or I have to say no to things for this one reason, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. And if that makes you feel better, and Jessica had no thoughts when she's like, oh yeah, of course I would do that as well. So work for both of us.
Perfect. And that ties in perfectly with the last one. Number six is be decisive with a no decision. No excuses needed. Okay. Like Landmark Forum does something. They'll say chocolate vanilla for ice cream. Chocolate vanilla, choose. And you choose. And then they'll say why. Why? 20 times you've had to come up with a million reasons why you choose chocolate. Mine is chocolate.
The right answer, obviously.
And then thank you. That's why we're friends. And then you get to the part where, you know what? It doesn't matter because I choose. Chocolate vanilla? Who cares? So no excuses needed. Make your decision. Be decisive and just say it.
Suzanne, big virtual hug. I love these conversations. Thank you for joining us, Cleaning Nation. I'll leave you with one thought. It is better for people to love you forever than to like you right now. I found that. Okay. Sometimes my clients may not like me in the moment, which doesn't feel great. I'd prefer they like me, but as long as they love me in the long term, wife, kid, any relationship. So feel free to use that as it's worth. If that's been valuable and you need more help, please reach out. We have amazing human beings like Suzanne and adequate human beings like myself ready to help you grow your cleaning company. Reach out, say, hey, let us know how we can help, or access any of our free resources. I've got a couple of books, 1200 podcasts, plenty. If you're not getting the results you want in life, do something different. Talk soon. See ya. Hey, Cleaning Nation, if you dug the content you just got, we don't do any ads and I don't sell anything on this podcast, but if you would just subscribe, rate, and review, it would be huge and I'd be so appreciative. Not only is it going to help me, but you'll help other owners of cleaning companies across the world work less, make more, and get profitable. So if you appreciate the value we give, again, subscribe, rate, and review. It would mean the world to me. I'd really appreciate it. And we sure appreciate your time and attention.